The local animal shelter has so many dogs its kennels, fosters and waiting lists are full, forcing them to pause intakes until the pups can find their forever homes. The Georgian Triangle Humane Society, GTHS, is still being inundated with calls from within and outside of the region asking the shelter to take in more dogs. According to information provided by the GTHS, the shelter receives 3 to 5 dog surrender calls per day. Surrenders are happening for a number of reasons. People are losing their homes, the dog has behavioral issues, people are moving and can't take the dog with them, reads a statement sent by Kristen Holmes, the marketing and public relations manager for GTHS. In just the first quarter of 2024, the GTHS reports a 135% increase in dog surrenders and an 80% increase in lost dogs arriving at the GTHS compared to the same time last year. The GTHS has decided to close dog intakes temporarily, and will consider emergencies on a case-by-case basis. Rex and Zen are both up for adoption through the Georgian Triangle Humane Society. Contributed photo. We recognize the urgent needs from the community, however due to our capacity for care model, it's essential that we prioritize our team and the current animals in our care, stated Holmes in an email. Of the 13 kennels on site, 2 are reserved for use by the GTHS in its capacity as a pound facility for 4 area municipalities. The shelter also has dogs in foster care. It therefore becomes challenging to bring in our waitlisted surrenders when we have an increase of dogs arriving who need our help and kennel space and are not reclaimed, said Holmes in an email, also thanking the community for ongoing support and patience. The GTHS isn't alone in seeing an overwhelming increase in dogs surrendered or unclaimed at the shelter. It's a trend across Ontario and Canada that's been increasing over the last 2 years. Sometimes, the GTHS takes in dogs rescued from northern communities, but while the shelter is full, staff is prioritizing local community and rescue partners. If you'd like to help, you can donate to the GTHS online at gths.ca, and you can consider adopting a dog. To see the list of dogs ready for adoption, click here. Not all the dogs have been listed on the website, but the shelter is open for adoptions from noon to 4 p.m. every day, and there are adoption counselors on site to help people through the process. Adoption fees include spay, neuter, up-to-date vaccinations, dewormer, and a microchip.